Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Vasudevam Ramakantam. Natva Laugakshi Bhaskarah. కురుతే జైమినినయే ప్రవేశాయాథ సంగ్రహం వినియోక్తి శృతి త్రివిధ సోవిస వినియోక్తి శృతి త్రివిధ విభక్తి రూప ఏక విధాన రూప ఏక పద రూప చైతి సో విభక్తి రూప ఇన్ విభక్తి రూప శృతి ది వేర్ సీయింగ్ ది థర్డ్ కేస్ థర్డ్ డిక్లెన్షన్ శృతి అరుణయ్య విత్ ది థర్డ్ కేస్ అరుణయ్య టా విభక్తి వి అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ దిస్ గుణ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ red color should be used for the yaga purpose, but it cannot be directly used. It is amurta, it is not of form. So this formless red color should be linked to something which is form, which is a gavam, cow. So in this way, the indirectly it helps you to do the yaga. And third, dvitiya rupayaha vinyoktriya udharanam. ద్వితీయ రూపాయాః సో ద్వితీయ రూపాయ మీన్స్ సెకండ్ కేస్ సెకండ్ డిక్లెన్షన్ కర్మ సో ఇన్ దట్ వినియోక్త్రి శృతి ఇస్ గివెన్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హియర్ వ్రీహీన్ ప్రోక్షతి ఇది ప్రోక్షణస్య వ్రీహీ అంగత్వం ద్వితీయ శృత్యా తచ్చ ప్రోక్షణం న వ్రీహి స్వరూపార్థం తస్య తేన వినాపి ఉపత్తేః కింతు అపూర్వ సాధన ప్రయుక్తం వ్రీహీన్ అప్రోక్ష్య యాగ అనుష్ఠానే అపూర్వ అనుపత్తేహే ఏవం సర్వేషు అపూర్వ ప్రయుక్తం అంగత్వం బోధ్యం వ్రీహీన్ ప్రోక్షపి వ్రీహీన్ ఇస్ సెకండ్ కేస్ సెకండ్ డిక్లేషన్ కర్మ వ్రీహీన్ సో వ్రీహీన్ వ్రీహీన్ ది వ్రీహీస్ ది వీట్ ప్రోక్షతి వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ టు స్ప్రింకిల్ వాటర్ ఆన్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఫార్ The Shruti says you have to do prakshana sprinkling on the sprinkling of this mantra based water where the water is charged with the mantra as though. So this charged water you have to sprinkle on the wheat. Now this is understood prakshanasya for this prakshana vrihi angattam. Vrihi is a anga, is the part, limb. For prokshana, where do you have to do prokshana? On the wheat. So this is understood by the dvitiya shruti, second declination. But understand here, the vrihi, when you sprinkle water in the vrihi, as we have said already again and again, that it will not change its samskara. The samskara rupa kriya will not change anything. This samskara rupa, the samskara, the form of samskara, whatever is this karma, it will not change anything in the wheat. Sprinkling of water will not wet the wheat totally. All the wheat. It will just be some drops will fall in some wheat. And because of the sprinkling, the vrihi wheat will not get its wheatness. It will not get wetness, it will not get wheatness also. Both. Then why should one do this karma itself? Useless karma. Neither the whole of the wheat are going to get wet because of the samskara. Nor does it going to gain anything new because of this. Nothing is going to change in that wheat. Now if you say, then he says, Kintu apurva sadhanatva prayuktam. This is the sprinkling of water is a karma which you have to do to gain an apurva. Anga apurva. An apurva which is called as anga apurva. With this anga apurva, you will be able to increase your phalapurva, the end result, the net result. So, vrihin aprokshya, because if you don't do that prokshana karma, yaga anushthane, and you do, nothing is going to change. You are going to use the same wheat without sprinkling. Though if you do the anushthane, yaga anushthane, yaga will be over. But, apurva anupapattehe, this apurva, this special result which you will be getting because of this what sprinkling of water, that you will not be able to get. So anga vaikalye phala vaikalyam iti nyaya. There is a rule in the shastra Purva Mimamsa. Anga vaikalye phala vaikalyam iti parts, if the system in the karma is not done properly, then the result will also be not proper. So because of that you have to do. There are similar kind of karmas, samskara karmas like this. There is one karma which is ajya vekshanam. You have to keep the clarified butter, you have to see that clarified butter. Nothing is going to change because of seeing clarified butter. But still, you have to see. So these kind of things, these kind of karmas, though some physical change is not going to happen, there is no physical change, there is no pratyaksha result, direct result experienceable. But still, it is going to give an apurva and going to be useful in gaining the net result, increasing the net result. Eyam sarvesha apurva prayuktam angattam bodhyam. In this way, you have to understand in all the places, wherever there is a anga for which there is a samskara, there is a karma which is specified for the apurva, there you have to understand. See, sprinkling of water in wheat, maize. Then removing the husk and pounding it, making it like a paste. These kind of each karma is a anga. You can remove the husk with nail, you can remove the husk in a machine, you can remove husk with a stone. But it is specified, you have to do only in this way. One. And you can powder it in a mixie, you can powder it with a grinder, you can powder with a machine, you can powder it with a hand. Many which way. But there is a method specified. So, only if you do it according to the method specified, the result will be the result which you expect. Otherwise, the result will not be the result which you expect. It will be lesser productive. Dithiya vinyoktriya udharanam. And again, he is giving another example for the dithiya vinyoktri shruti. Second declination, vinyoktri shruti. Evam इमाम अग्रपणं रशनामृतस्य इत्यश्वाविधानी आदत्त इत्यत्र द्वितीया श्रुत्या मंत्रस्य अश्वाविधान अभिधान्यंगत्वम् इमाम अग्रपणं होल्डिंग ऑन टू दिस थ्रेड दिस रोप रशनाम इमाम रशनाम अग्रपणं मीनिंग दिस रशना दिस रोप होल्डिंग ऑन टू दिस अमृतस्य इति for the amrita, for the truth. Iti ashvavidhanam ashvavidhanim adatta. In this way, he has to hold on to the ashvavidhana, the rope which is tied to the nose of the horse. So you have to hold. See, what is this karma? First we'll understand where this mantra comes. There is a agni anvadhana. There is a karma which is called agni anvadhana. This person, Brahmano, if he is a Brahmana, he should be Krishna Keshi, Jata Putraha, Krishna Keshi, he should be Jata Putraha, he should have to beget a son, Krishna Keshi, he should have to have black hair. So, not brown, not white, black hair. So, he has to have black hair. So, Jata Putraha, Krishna Keshi, this is a common thing for everyone, common adjectives for everyone, because it is not only Brahmana. This Agni Anvadana karma is not just for Brahmana. It is also for Kshatriya, Vaishya and that Shudra king we have specified. So it is for all these people. And except that Shudra probably, these other three people, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, these three people should have to follow this karma. They have to take a horse and they have to load the horse with this clay, and they have to bring, holding on, saying this mantra, they have to bring the horse. And what should they do with the clay which the horse, they brought from with the horse, with that clay they have to make a pot. In that pot, they have to fill this pot with the fire which is received from some other person who has been doing, performing this Agni Anvadana, this Agni Karma. From his Avani Agni, he has to take this fire and he has to place it in this pot. And he has to maintain it. And this pot should be tied with this grass called Munja grass. It's a kind of grass which is similar to this lemon grass. So, they have to tie it with this lemon grass kind of thing. And then they have to tie around their neck. They have to keep it there for 1 year. This is Agni Anvadana. And after that, they are eligible to perform the karmas prescribed in the Vedas as Agni Hotram, Juhya, Swarga, Kamaha, these karmas. So only after he receives this fire, it's an initiation kind of. So only after he gains this initiation, he will be able to perform the karmas. So in each specific period, it has to be taken. It is not that, okay, I am decided today, I am going to. This is very good. I listened to this yesterday, to this lecture. It says Agni Anvadana. It's very nice. I have to do this. So you go, take a pot, buy a pot, you should not do. Now buying a pot from store is impossible. It is not right. Because it is specifically said you have to take a horse and only on that you have to bring the clay for making the pot. Two, it should be, the fire should be received only at a particular period. Brahmano, in some ritu, in some specific period. One person should have to in winter period, one in spring, one in the varsha, in the rainy season. Like that, there are periods specified allotted to each class. So one has to take only during this initiation, during only that point of time. Because people study this, see, it's not a joke, though it sounds like a joke that once you listen to this, people do go to this. See, I have seen a person who is a brahmachari maintaining this fire. He says, no, it is said in the Shastra. I have to do this. I have to perform this. He is a brahmachari. And he wants to, he takes the Veda book, he studies all the mantra, and he is trying to maintain three fires. For some period, that was the game he was playing. So, there is a specific rule. Jata putraha Krishna Keshi, you should have to beget a son, not daughter. Son and Krishna Keshi, you should have to have not white hair, it should be black. Why are these specifications necessary? That also has a reason. It's not that black or brown does not make any difference. The difference is this. If he is having black hair, it means he is young. He is young, so he will be able to perform this Agnihotra karma for a specific period of time. Darsha Purnamasa, Yajna, etc. They need to be performed for a period of time. So he will be able to perform these karmas for a lengthy period of time. That is why they have specified this. The Shruti has specified, not they. The Shruti has specified it. So, the Imam Agribnan. So, for that, bringing the clay for making this pot, he is taking this horse. And after loading it with clay, he says, Imam Agripnan, Rashana, holding this Rashana, which is Amrita. So it is said, Satyavarshana. So he has to hold this Rashana, this thread, Amrutasya means Satya, for the truth. This is the means to gain the truth, the true result, the right result, Swarga, heaven. So, this is the means. So, I will hold on to this thread. In this way, he has to hold on to, with this mantra, he has to hold on to this thread, to this rope. Ityatra Jitya Shutya. Here, Imam Agribnan Rashanam. This Rashanam. This, with this Jitya Shuti, with this second case, he has to hold on to this mantrasya ashwabidhani angam. Holding on to this rope or this horse has become an anga. He can sit on the horse, he can make the horse run from back. Anything he can do, but holding on to this rope is necessary. It is an anga. So that Dvitiya Shruti makes it an anga. Saptami Vibhakti. So Tritiya Shruti Visa Arunaya. Dvitiya Shruti Visa Rashanam Vriheen. And now Saptami Vibhakti, seventh declension. So with that also you have to understand the same thing. When you Trishti Udharanam Yada Ahavaniye Juhoti Iti Ahavaniyasya Homangattam Saptami Shruti Yada Ahavaniye Juhoti. యద్ ఆహవనీయే జ్యోతి దట్ విచ్ ఆబ్లేషన్ హీ డస్ ఇన్ ది ఆహవనీయ అగ్ని. దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ అగ్నిస్. సో వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ ఆహవనీయ అగ్ని. సో దాక్షిణాగ్ని, ఆహవనీయాగ్ని, గార్హపత్యాగ్ని ఆర్ ది త్రీ అగ్నిస్. ఇట్ ఇస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది ప్లేస్ ఇట్ హాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్లేస్డ్ దీస్ ఫైర్ kundas, these fire pits are placed, one, and according to the design in which it is placed and according to the karmas it is used for, these three fires differ. Fire, though it is all which is fire, which has fireness, but according to the placement it becomes different. One becomes ahavani agni, the other fire becomes dakshina agni, the third fire becomes garhavatya agni. In these three fire pits, these fire wherever you maintain this fire, that kundas, they should not, the pits, they should not, these fire should not extinguish. You have to maintain. Taking up this initiation for fire karma means you have to maintain the fire properly, and that is why people who were doing this, performing this kind of fire oblations, these kind of maintaining these kind of fires, they used to personally keep for a disciple to maintain these fires. Every now and then he has to place a fire, a cow dung cake on it, because see they place this cow dung cake, because cow dung cake it burns very slowly, and the it holds on to the fire, it very strong it is. So they place a fire, a cow dung cake. ఇది ఆహవనీయే జ్యోతి. హియర్ ఇది ఆహవనీయే, దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ సెవెంత్ కేస్ ఆహవనీయే. సో ఇది ఆహవనీయే జ్యోతి, దిస్ ఆహవనీయ అగ్ని బికమ్స్ ఎన్ అంగ ఫర్ ది హోమ. ఇన్ విచ్ ఫైర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డూ, వాట్ ఇస్ ది అంగ? ఆహవనీయ అగ్ని. దిస్ అగ్ని కాల్ దిస్ ఫైర్ కాల్డ్ ఆహవనీయ, దట్ ఇస్ ది అంగ. So you may be, see, it should be thrown in a fire. See, last time when I was in Allahabad Kumbh, it was in winter period, 2000 winter period. Now since it is in the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, the winter is very harsh, dry winter, and it will be very harsh. So we lit a campfire and we were sitting around it. Agnir himasya bheshajam, what Shruti says, this fire is the medicine for cold. So we are maintaining that. We are sitting there. One morning, one old lady, she came out there. She had a small box in which she had something, this samagri, some material which they throw in fire. Havana samagri they call. In the fire operation they throw this. So she had it in this small box. And she started throwing it in that fire which we are using for campfire. She is throwing it on it. And she is giving it to others also. You throw. She gave it to me. No, you throw whatever. Even for me, you throw it. 2 minutes. If you don't listen, I will throw you. That is what is going to happen. Yam anyopi vakti shurtiya vinyogo gyaha. See, we saw third case, third declension we saw. The second declension, we saw the seventh declension. By the Shruti, with the help of Shruti, you are making something as an anga to the main karma.